fish at the harbour like a Michelin Cape Tonian chef. That we got the best song ever about to be unveiled and all the usual suspects as we continue live from the V&A Waterfront for the 5FM Summer Takeover in the Mother City.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Judgment expected in Mkhwebane's application, and British PM speaks on historic election.
Internationals lead 6.5 to 3.5 against the United States of America after day two's foursomes today. And a good night for the Clever Boys as they edge Golden Arrows 1-0. I've got that and more for you at 7:30.
Good morning. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. The High Court in Pretoria will this morning hand down judgment in public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's application for leave to appeal the ruling in the 200 million rand scandal of the Estina Dairy Farm project in Freda in the Free State. The court earlier ruled that Mkhwebane was liable for costs. The DA took Mkhwebane's reports on the project on review. Eskom is currently implementing stage 1 load shedding. The power utility says it will revert to stage 2 load shedding from 9 o'clock this morning until 11 o'clock tonight. Eskom says the system remains vulnerable. The SACP has called for urgent investigations into the procurement processes at state-owned enterprises, including Eskom and SAA. This is part of the resolutions taken at the end of the party's fourth Special National Congress in Kempton Park, east of Johannesburg. SACP General Secretary Bladen Zimande.
Why is SAA so expensive? But if you look at where SAA actually spends its money, you can understand why it is expensive and therefore unsustainable. Even the fact that the aircraft are leased. And this thing seems to be like kept a secret. How much are they paying? How long are these leases? And we also need to do the same with Eskom. If Eskom is using a lot of diesel, who are the people who are benefiting from this so that there is transparency?
Residents of Mpumalanga Township, west of Durban, are demanding justice after 6 people were shot dead by unknown suspects on Wednesday night. The deceased include an 11-year-old girl. Surviving family members say this is the second time they've been targeted. The first incident took place in 1992 when 8 people were killed. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's won a powerful new mandate to get Brexit done and unite the country. He was speaking after polls showed that his governing Conservatives are on course to beat the opposition Labour Party in yesterday's general election.
...of this country for turning out to vote in a December election that we didn't want to call, but which I think has turned out to be a historic election that gives us now, in this new government, the chance to respect the democratic will of the British people, to change this country for the better, and to unleash the potential of the entire people of this country.
Top story at 7 o'clock. The High Court in Pretoria will this morning hand down